The Inner Cry, Part 45, Newness. Living in a mind bound by time and space, we assume everything must age, must have a beginning and an end. How then might we transcend the mind? How might we step beyond the progression of time into the eternal, where the very concept of age disappears? Only one faculty of ours, which is itself ageless, can take us beyond the mind, beyond time, beyond age, to where newness reigns supreme, as Sri Chinmoy writes. Is there anything that can never be old? Yes, there is something, and that thing is my heart's inner cry. This inner cry is ever new. Every day it assumes a new prayer form, a new concentration form, a new meditation form. Every day it achieves something new from God. You may say that every day you can pray, but how can your prayer or meditation be new? But I wish to say that it is not only possible and practical, but inevitable. You may think peace, light, bliss, power, and a few other attributes of God are enough for you. But I wish to say it is not true. God is infinite, and his attributes are infinite. So easily you can have an infinite variety of prayer, concentration, and meditation. Each prayer can easily be new. Each concentration can easily be new. Each meditation can easily be new. Prayer defies age. Concentration defies age. Meditation defies age. Our inner cry is the mother and father of our prayer, concentration, and meditation. So let us make friends with this inner cry. Let our body, vital, mind, and heart make friends with this inner cry. With inner cry, our entire existence, outer and inner, will become an ever new existence reality, an ever new, ever fulfilling dream of God in and through us. Sri Chinmoy.